Hello, lovely people, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Today Uncovered. All right, guys, so what I have for you today is actually quite interesting. I know I say that a lot, but it's probably just because I bring you really interesting content, eh? Okay, so the truth is I actually found it really difficult to prepare for today's episode. And when I was preparing the first time, I was thinking, how come nobody knows about this? How come no one's talking about this? But as I went through the process and dug deeper and did my research and all of that, I realized why a lot of people are not talking about it, because it's a really heavy topic. So I'm going to try and bring it in a light way. I'm not saying that to put you off, but I've just realized a lot of people would rather pretend it doesn't exist and be an ostrich and bury their head in the sand, which makes me remember a famous quote of I don't know if it's a famous quote, but the writer is certainly very famous. His name is George Orwell, and he says, if you want to keep a secret, you must first of all hide it from yourself. And definitely with today's episode, I think a lot of people are hiding this information from themselves. So if you want to find out more, stay tuned and I will bring you all the good stuff. Okay, so what are we talking about today? The Sound of Freedom movie. So we're not really talking about the movie itself. It hasn't been released in the UK yet. It was released on the 4th of July, I believe so, in the United States. And it is breaking all records. So I'm going to pull a few articles up here for you to see. The reason why it's such a big deal for it to break all records is because it hasn't been funded in the traditional way. It wasn't funded by Hollywood or any of these big people. It was actually crowdfunded. I don't know if a lot of you would know about Angel Studios, but they're the ones who have brought this to the cinemas, into the main screen, and it has surpassed so many more famous movies of Hollywood in this summer season. So it's a huge success, and Angel Studios are the people who bring us The Chosen, which is a great episode or series to watch. If you guys haven't watched it, that's a free tip from me. But anyway, it's yet to be released in the UK, so unfortunately I haven't been able to see it yet. But I do want to state, this is not a movie review. I am not a movie reviewer. But what the film has brought to light is a broader social problem, which is what I'd like to discuss. And that is the spread of child trafficking. Okay, so that's what the movie is based on. It's based on the life of ex-federal agent Timothy Ballard. So he used to work for the Department of Homeland Security, and his mandate was to head up or be part of this new department that was created at the time to be able to arrest sex traffickers who were American citizens but were doing these acts outside of the US border. But Tim came to a bit of a dilemma in his career, where he was a few months, you can say, away from retirement, yet he was in the middle of a case, yet he wasn't able to arrest certain people because they were not US citizens. And obviously working in such an environment, seeing the kids, because he had to go undercover a lot and he had to meet with pedophiles, you can imagine, watch thousands, as he says, thousands and thousands of hours of child abuse footage. Some of the children were as young as two. I mean, I'll put in a video here, but some of the stuff he's gone through, God, I don't know how someone can see all that and still be okay. But thank God for his life, because in his time, he has, I believe, arrested over 5,000 offenders, put them behind bars, and he's rescued around 7,000 children. So thank God for his bravery. But before we go into that, I'll just come back because I'm going too much into the story right now. But yeah, so Tim had to resign from his role because in that role as a federal agent, he only had powers to arrest US citizens. But he realized this thing is actually a broader cartel. It goes over so many different nations, and he could do more basically if he was just given that authority. So what he did was he packed up his job and created a charity called the Underground. Is it called the Underground Railroad? Underground Railroad, yeah. I don't know why I find that difficult to say. The Underground Railroad. Anyway, so that's Tim's charity, and I will definitely encourage you guys to check it out. It's amazing. You can hear stories from survivors, and just actually, they have some footage of them busting some of these rings. It's all on YouTube and it's for free. And look, if you guys wanted a cause to get behind, this would be it. But before we go there, let me tell you a bit more about this, okay? So that's Tim's history, okay? He started this organization, and then he was able to work across borders and with different governments. So what he does is he goes into these countries, and he helps the government and the police chase down these people. So guys, what I want you to do is have a listen to Tim yourself on this particular video. And let me know what you think.
Those are insane, right? Like a quick story, like just last year, we have five divisions and regional directors who run all our operations. I do a lot of different things, right, as the founder of the organization, but I have my own ops team. So occasionally one or two a year, maybe I'll do one. And one operation I did was when Russia invaded Ukraine in February of last year, and my wife comes to me, "You got to go to Ukraine." I'm like, "There's nothing I can do there." Like, "You got to go." We knew of some orphans that we were trying to help get out, and she says, "Go find these kids." And so I did, only because I felt it and my wife felt it, and I was like, "Let's go."
Yeah.
Well, what happens after that turns into, it's a four-part miniseries that's coming out. Mel Gibson's in it. Tony Robbins is producing it. We had no idea what was going to happen. Only one of the episodes is about Ukraine. We get there, we find a pedophile ring out of Holland that's trafficking war victim children. They're trying to traffic them into Mexico. And we end up on this over 4 months only. We went from Ukraine to Holland to Mexico to Ecuador to Miami, and took down a whole pedophile ring. Five leaders of a pedophile group, political party in Holland that were fugitives. It ended in discovering a child sex hotel in a little town, a little village in Ecuador,
Wow.
that these pedophiles
Yeah.
were going to advertise they were having sex party with children, right? So that whole thing's a miracle, and I mean, I can t every step of the way, God's in it.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy that the cartel span from Ukraine, Mexico, Ecuador, Miami, Holland, and also the leaders of the pedophile group were also leaders of a political party in Holland, according to Tim. Like that shocked me. That was the biggest thing for me, or one of the biggest takeaways. But definitely have a listen to the whole interview. As you can see, he comes across a very genuine, and he's had, for someone who's seen so much trauma, I think he deals with telling the stories very well. Without, yeah, just he's just very measured in his he's just very, very measured. Okay, so look, this video that I watched was crazy, okay? And it's these revelations that have sparked people's interest and made people now question more the motives of the people in government and the people in places of other authority as to whether there is a motive to sexualize children. Okay, so
Okay.
did you know? And this is another thing that shocked me a lot, that the child trafficking trade is the fastest criminal growing, or fastest growing international criminal network in the world. It has surpassed the illegal arms trade, but it is on its way to surpassing the drugs trade, okay? So make sure I get my facts right. So anytime you hear someone talking about the drugs trade or the arms trade, remember in between that is something even bigger, right? Or something just as big that fits in, and that is the sexual trafficking of children, right? I don't know about you guys, but I have been, or I was socialized to believe that this is just a group of fringe actors, you know, a pedophile, maybe one in every million people. There aren't that many. But with what I'm seeing right now in society and just hearing more of Tim's stories, I mean, you guys just heard him give a few facts in the snippet of his interview that I just shared with you, you begin to realize that, okay, this is more pervasive than I actually thought in society. So when we hear parents a bit bothered and worried about what we're seeing in society, especially what we're seeing pushed on children these days, should we turn a blind eye? Should we say they're overreacting, like the drag queen story hours that we're seeing, pride events in nurseries? The truth is, no one ever cared about drag queens, right? Nobody really cared about them. They've been around for centuries, yeah, decades, and nobody gave them any attention, right? The moment they started performing in front of minors, there was an upheaval, and rightly so, okay? Because there's been this universally agreed principle that children are precious and children need to be protected, okay? So a lot of parents didn't understand why, and to be fair, it wasn't just parents, a lot of reasonable people didn't understand why a 3-year-old, a 7-year-old, or even a 9-year-old should be discussing adult sexual preferences. Look, do you know what it is to be a child? Why are we talking about sex and all these things with children? You introduce these things in appropriate manners. So I'm not saying guard your children, never tell them sex exists. But what I'm saying is, I have a son who loves cars. I'm not going to put him in the middle of the motorway, the freeway, if you're American, and just let him drive the car, right? I'm going to buy him a toy car. Then as he grows older, maybe we'll go go-karting. But, you know, it's all at the level of his ability to absorb and his capabilities. So obviously, you don't show kids highly sexualized content that only maybe 5 years ago was available to just adults, and you expect children to be able to absorb this, and you say that's inclusion. I'm sorry, I think that's a whole load of rubbish. If that's okay, then it's okay for me to put my son, who loves aeroplanes as well, in the pilot seat, and for him to ride and, you know, just whatever, drive a plane, but you don't drive planes, or fly a plane. Because, I mean, make it make sense, right? It's the same logic. Anyway, before I go on a rant, that's the logic that's going on. So, believe me, if I started telling you that I have these conversations with children, you wouldn't want me around your children. And that's the truth. You don't really care about my sexual orientation. You just would be more worried that I'm so concerned about speaking about my sexual preferences with a 3-year-old. And rightly so. You know, you should keep me away from your children if those are my views. And that's why strippers aren't allowed to perform their acts in front of kids either. Can you imagine if a stripper worked in a nursery and started doing, you know, I don't know what they do, but, you know, something like that. Start performing their acts. Like, honestly, sorry, I'm just having that vision. Because first of all, the kids will be absolutely terrified, okay? And they should be. Let's be honest. Everyone cares that you feel... Nobody cares, right? That you... About your sexual orientation. Nobody. Nobody's kept up at night by what anybody does. You really just don't care. There are more important things to think about in each individual's life, okay? Do whatever you want. But everyone cares when you feel the need to express this in front of kids. And I think also in front of their kids. Again, to an extent, nobody really cares what you do with your own children. But when you try and shove things down other children's throats, yes, obviously, parents get upset and families get upset as well. You don't have to be a parent to get upset. You just have to be a normal thinking member of society. As we speak right now, there's strip clubs operating somewhere in Australia at this time. It's nighttime. I don't know. Maybe some of them operate in the day. Do I care? No, not really. Am I chasing them down? No, not really. Because I'm assuming that there are no 2, 3, 4, or 5-year-olds in there, and they're not jiggling their bits in front of them. Right? So it's consenting adults who want to do that. Do your thing. I just won't go there. And that's been the social contract unsaid in life that we've all been experiencing in the West anyway. Because I do want to stress, this madness is not going on elsewhere. Okay, unfortunately, the East and the rest of the world is looking to countries like the United Kingdom, like the USA and Australia, Canada, and thinking, yeah, we ain't trying to be as crazy as y'all, because you, well, I'm just saying, you just have to see what's going on. Nobody is saying, well, yeah, we really respect the West. Actually, the West is becoming a bit of a laughing stock across the world, across the world, and just needs to sit down and think again in the name of inclusivity. How far does that go in protecting the rights of your most vulnerable? Food for thought. Have a think. If you think I'm being extreme, let me know. If you didn't know about this, let me know. And if you agree with me, let me know why. I can really understand why parents, when they see this, they're thinking, what is someone's agenda when they are stripping and performing these very sexualized acts in front of children? Okay. And I think they have every right to ask those questions. I don't really subscribe to the school of thought that because I'm part of a certain community, I can get away with things that most of us will be locked up for. Because let's be honest, if I ever tried getting my bits out in front of anybody's kid in the middle of the street and dancing provocatively, I'm pretty sure the police will get involved for indecent exposure. So I don't see why it's wrong if I do it. But if another community member does it's fine because it's an expression of themselves. Well, that was an expression of myself as well. So why are the police involved? I don't see these two different weights for different people in society. And I think this is where a lot of people get revved up by the LGBTQ community, because it seems they don't realize that they are asking for a different set of rules for themselves. And to be treated more specially than every single breathing, living human being. And obviously, the rest of the world doesn't subscribe to that because we do believe that all men are created equal. So if you are asking for equality, then we need our equality as well. Our views need to be respected, and we need to honor this unsaid social contract. Anyway, there are some who actually think they're being kind and haven't sat down with the facts. I really believe that. And I think their empathy has been weaponized against them, especially women. You see a lot of women getting behind this because, oh wow, it must be so hard. But no one's saying life isn't hard for a lot of people. That's not the point. Let's look at the facts of the matter. And I think because of that empathetic nature of a lot of people, they're ignoring some of the real facts and not questioning things as they would and should in normal society, because a lot of the information they're being given has been, in my view, exaggerated. If you wanted a real cause to get behind, why don't you get behind this child trafficking? Why is everyone in the West so obsessed about, well, not everyone, but anyway, the LGBTQ agenda? That would be my question, But I would say if that's you, look, research into these topics, understand where this whole transgender ideology came from. Have you guys ever heard of John Money? I can do a whole series on that if you guys want to know. And there's another guy who, yeah, you guys don't actually know the half of where this thing came from. And if you actually understood what drives this, you would think twice about it and ask questions. We used to be a society that could ask questions. Ask questions. Like, stop being so mute. Ask the questions. All I'm saying is it does seem that people want to sexualize children. And here is clear evidence.
Think we're sinful. You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once. You're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant. And you worried they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest. Oh, and you'll be disgusted.
So gross.
When they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight.
Like information.
Guess what? You'll still be alright. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them.
We're coming for your children.
Minor attracted persons. Have you ever heard of that term? Have a look at this. Seriously. I would like to know how much popularity this term has gained. So look, if you've watched or listened to this on Spotify, go on IG, Instagram, go on Facebook, drop a comment below beneath the post about this particular episode. Or if you're watching on YouTube, even better, drop a comment. Have you heard of MAP, MAPS, Minor Attracted Persons? Now, guys, let's go to some of these websites and let's read what they're telling us about minor attracted people. What is a MAP? A MAP is an acronym representing the phrase minor attracted person, coined by psychologists at B4UACT as an umbrella term, which includes all person who experience preferential minor attraction. Oh, great. They're no longer called pedophiles. Minor attraction is an attraction by an adult or an adolescent to minor children of a much younger age. This presents as attraction to infants. Guys, do you understand what I'm reading here? Toddlers. Attraction to prepubescent children by someone 16 or older, pedophilia, attraction to pubescent children, and sometimes attraction to older adolescents. Why are we talking about this? Like, why? If you're listening to me and you have this attraction, you need help. Can we stop trying to embrace everybody's mental illness and call it what it is so that people can get the help they need? Somebody who is attracted to a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, an adult, you're sick and you need help, okay? You need psychological help. You need to find what's wrong with you so you don't harm anyone. It is not normal. Nobody in society is going to sit and say, yes, oh, actually, it's fine. I'm going to let my children be around these people for what? Guys, stop it. And then they say, is minor attraction a mental disorder? Listen to this blog. Oh, by the way, this website is called MAPS Allies Network, okay? So if you want to be a MAP ally, you really want to sign up to this, get their newsletters. Minor attraction itself is not a disorder. Oh, great, now we know it's not a disorder. Look, leave your children free, let them run, let them babysit your children. They're just attracted to your children. What is it? The only type of minor attraction mentioned in the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the psychiatric manual, usually used in the US, is pedophilia. Right, I'm going to go past a lot of this rubbish, in my opinion. And I want you guys to read this particular part that I read. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the what's it called? The route in which they want people to go. This is the route. This is the agenda. There is an erroneous conflation of paedophile with child molester and a deeply harmful misconception that all minor attracted persons must offend. Do you see what they're doing here? Terms like paedophile and MAP describe attraction only, not behavior. Oh, wow. My heart is at rest. Attraction, not behavior. Madness. It is unknown the exact percentage of MAPs who do and do not abuse children. Oh, heck, really? Well, that's a surprise. But it's believed that those who do do not constitute a significant number. Sorry, there's no evidence, but it is believed. Who cares about what you believe? Or even a majority. Rubbish. Anyway, I'm going to stop this rubbish here. I'm going to save you from having to listen to people who clearly need mental help. And I'm going to jump to another website. HelpUsDefend.com. Minor attracted persons. Sorry, why are we defending minor attracted persons? They need help. So would we get into a society where we start defending, like, murder? It's like, no, don't call them murderers. They're just people who are really enraged and sometimes lash out and take another person's life. But we need to accept them for who they are. That's literally where the world is going. We're not calling out disorders and we're not calling out people for bad behavior. We're embracing it. This is not love. This is stupidity. Okay? If you haven't heard it, you've heard it here first. Stupidity. Right. Let's listen to these guys. It's on your screens. Studies have found a consistent trend. The majority of sexual abuse of children is carried out by people who are not sexually attracted to them. Look, this is rubbish. And I don't even want to engage in this. But this website's whole aim is for you to have these takeaways. Attraction is not the same as action. So basically, just because people are sexually aroused by a one-year-old, an adult, it's not a bad thing. They cannot choose who they're attracted to. Have you heard that before? Rubbish. Most offenders are not sexually attracted to minors. Rubbish. Why would you do that to a child if you're not attracted to them? And a lot of offenders have been found to possess a lot of indecent sexual material of children and being aroused by such stuff. Okay. Many MAPs do not and will not offend. That's rubbish. Because all the people who have offended are MAPs. Child abuse prevention is possible. Yes, if these people are given the help that they need. So guys, this is the society we live in. The Scottish police in December 2022, check out this article, tried to have a go at this and get behind, you know, inclusivity and everything. So they got this MAP term, and it didn't end very well. They included it in a report. So here's that initial report. Police Scotland slammed for describing paedophiles as minor attracted people in major report, as critics warn the phrase risks normalising child abuse. And that's true. That's exactly what they want to do. The term was used in a document assessing its performance during the last year. Conservatives warn that many would find the language deeply disturbing, and we should. But Police Scotland has stressed the term was quoted from another group. Okay, so you can have a read of this article, but that is the summary of what was going on in that article. So although they dug their heels in the sand, come a few months later, this is the new, what's it called? This is the new statement that they released. A quick turnaround, because obviously if your police department is getting behind this, then who are you reporting this stuff to? So you need to be a bit worried, okay? So there's a statement regarding the use of term minor attracted person. Police Scotland has issued the following statement in response to media reporting, which misrepresents our position on the term minor attracted person. Detective Chief Superintendent Sam Falls, head of public protection for Police Scotland, said, "We utterly condemn anyone who commits sexual offences against children, be it individuals or organised paedophile networks. We work tirelessly to bring them to justice." Police Scotland does not use the term minor attracted person to describe this type of offender, and any suggestion otherwise completely misrepresents our position. Well done. Well done, Police Scotland, because that turn you were taking was not going to be embraced. Because parents, loved ones, most of the community who have a functioning brain are not going to fall for this rubbish. But all I'm saying, guys, I'm trying to show you that there's a thread. These things are not happening in isolation. Wake up, open your eyes, see what the bigger agenda is. We see more alphabets being added to LGBTQI, I don't know, everything else, every single day. Don't be surprised if there is a push once, very soon, to add paedophilia, because we've already read in these websites and these defenders of maps that they don't choose who they're attracted to. So why should they be ostracized for society? Why do you treat them? Why do you discriminate against them? Do you see where this is going? Guys, question everything. Don't think that this doesn't affect me. No, no. They're coming for your children. I'll prove it to you. Have a listen to this.
We're sinful. You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep them from disco. Warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant. And you worried they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest. Oh, and you'll be disgusted.
So gross.
When they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight.
Like information.
Guess what? You'll still be alright. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them.
We're coming for your children.
There we go. Look, even if you don't agree with what I'm saying, the fact remains that this crime ring is growing. Okay, that's one thing. And it does deserve some interest, some acknowledgement from the public. And I think some time looking into, because it's affecting, if it's this pervasive, if it's one of the fastest growing criminal networks in the world, then it does affect our communities, and it's something that we can't turn a blind eye to anymore. So it's just something I wanted to bring to you. You know, my question to you today is, have you heard about this? Have you heard about how pervasive child sex trafficking is, and what are you going to do about it? What are you doing about it? This is what I'm doing about it. I'm making sure people know, people are aware. Don't just leave your kids with anyone. I mean, just listen to Tim and he'll give you some really good tips, but be aware, don't be ignorant, because if you're ignorant, you'll be the number one victim. That's my point. But again, the question stands. What are you going to do? Let me know in the comments. Right. Now, guys, before I finish, I just want to talk about the mainstream media's coverage of this. So let's look at a few articles, because it's actually truly, what's the word? Hilarious and riveting to see how they have tried to put a bad twist on such an important topic to be covered. And for me, that raises eyebrows. It's like, why? And they're so pernickety about different things. Okay, so here we go. So first, actually, with it being a huge success, mainstream media absolutely just ignored it. It didn't exist. They weren't talking about it. And then it became too big to ignore, right? Because it becomes a blockbuster. So now they have to say something about it. So first, their claim is being based on a QAnon conspiracy theory. So QAnon is a bag that they throw, and I say they, mainstream media. So that will be legacy media like CNN and all these other big media houses that are really controlled. Bear that in mind, because they all say the same narrative. So don't think that they're giving you information. They're trying to teach you how to think. That's why you should receive information from there, what they give you, and go do your own research. Again, think. This is what this podcast is about. Stop being so lazy. Get out there and do some digging for yourself, right? Like I've done. And it's not that difficult, right? You've got Google on your phone. Come on. Okay, so anyway, QAnon is the bag that they throw everything into that just makes everything sound a bit out of this world and illogical, and people don't really believe it, because I think QAnon, I don't know, some of this stuff are a bit wacky. So as soon as people say things like this that are true and factual and Tim can produce evidence for, people are like, yeah, it's QAnon. We don't want to know. So for those of you who don't know QAnon, definitely do some research on them, just so you understand how they tried to rubbish this. But have a look at this. This is an article from The Guardian. And it says, The Sound of Freedom, the QAnon-adjacent thriller seducing America. That's funny. I don't know whether to go into the article too much, but type the word Sound of Freedom into Twitter. Decent people who wish to live a good, happy life should under no circumstances actually do this. Oh, there you go. Teaching you how to think. And search will yield dozens of triumphant reports crowing about the improbable victory of a film by that title over the likes of Indiana Jones at the box office this week. That's not strictly speaking accurate. Anyway, so they just go on to bash the movie, basically. So that was The Guardian, okay? So let's go to BBC. This is another one. The Sound of Freedom, an unlikely and controversial summer movie hit. I don't see why this is controversial. These things are happening and children should be protected. What is the controversy? Summer at the movies is a time of big budget blockbusters. But this year, an independent drama with religious undertones, there again, try and turn people away. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys are aware, but some people say, I'm not religious. Don't want anything to do with religion. So as soon as you put that in, obviously, you're trying to put a bad taste in people's mind. Like, nah, I heard it's religious. Not for that. From what I've heard, yes, Tim's a Christian. But the majority of the movie is him saving a child. You don't have to be religious to want to save children from paedophilia. I'm not too sure what religious undertones they're talking about. But anyway, but this year, an independent drama with religious undertones is both competing with the likes of Indiana Jones and causing a political stir. Sound of Freedom tells the story of a government agent who busts a child sexual abuse ring operating in Colombia. The main character is based on Tim Ballard, a former Department of Homeland Security agent who founded an anti-human trafficking organization, Operation Underground Railroad. Oh, you are. He goes undercover, and some of the gritty action scenes in the Colombian jungle wouldn't look out of place in a more conventional Hollywood flick. The review aggregation site Rotten Tomatoes gives the movie a critic score of 77%. Okay, so it just goes on, right? As you move down, I'm going to show you here. Star calls QAnon a good thing. So, again, it's probably a bit of a better review than The Guardian, because The Guardian opens straight forth with a bashing. This kind of gives it a bit of a fairer review, but still tries to taint it with QAnon. Right, and then we have one of the main reasons that people are disputing this. And guys, you will laugh, okay? So apparently, Tim Ballard is a liar, okay? According to the American Crime Journal, Tim Ballard is a liar. And I'll tell you why he's a liar. And by the way, because he's a liar, this whole movie is a lie and should be done away with. Okay, so you have claims, right, that Tim didn't say or wasn't exactly forthcoming, or his depiction, let me put it this way, Tim's depiction of one of his cases where the child sex offender, is it Earl Buchanan, right? Earl Venton Buchanan was arrested, okay? So this is it was a popular thing. It's easy to find. Just Google his name and you'll find him. Earl Von Venton Buchanan, child sex offender, has been arrested, okay? But actually, this is where Tim lied. He was not a child sex trafficker. He was a paedophile. Big difference. And because he was a paedophile, so I'll tell you the difference, according to American Crime Journal. So apparently, a child sex trafficker obviously is not just wanting to sleep with the children, is also wanting to get some sort of financial gain from them, sell them on a few times and stuff like that, record things about them, sell it on. A paedophile just doesn't want to do any of that, just wants to molest kids, basically. So because he used those terms interchangeably, he's a liar. Forget every single child that Earl Buchanan ever abused. Tim's a liar. But this is the stupidity that I honestly can't get my head around, because according to his rendition of the story, he had seen he'd seen footage of Earl Buchanan molesting children, and according to him, Earl was wanting to sell this on, and that's how a lot of child sex traffickers make their money and in their whole paedophile rings. It's crazy. I know it's another world that you probably don't even want to go there, but it's a thing. They watch other people abuse children. So, but based on that, he got him a trafficker. Like, but why are we, it just annoys me. Why are we arguing about, oh, he's not a paedophile, he's a sex trafficker? Who cares which one he is? None are better, and he shouldn't be doing either. And thank God that Tim went in there and found him. Did he molest children? Yes. Was he engaged in paedophilic behavior? Yes. Is it good that he's locked away? Yes. Why should we rubbish everything else Tim said? If Tim wasn't involved, would he have been found? Probably not. Okay. So some of these critics are not really based, or these criticisms are not really based in stern facts. They're just big headlines that make you think Tim Ballard's a liar, and then they write something, and then when you don't investigate and dig into it a bit more, you fall for it, and it rubbishes everything. But the truth is, this thing is going on. Tim has worked with governments. There is evidence to show many people being set aside, excuse me, and being put in prison thanks to him. I think there's even a footage of them at one of the hearings. Anyway, look, I just found this really interesting. The fact that mainstream media have fought so hard to make sure that this story looks untrue. And it raises eyebrows to me. The other fact was that this film was actually sat with Disney for about 5 years, and they refused to produce it, to air it, until Angel Studios bought the rights to it. Why? Are there powerful people involved in this? Ta-da. But it does make me raise eyebrows, because we get behind everything else that is an injustice. Why is this being tainted? Anyway, guys, these are just a few things that I've been thinking about. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think in the comments. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you've enjoyed this content and if you would like more, let me know what you think about this. If you guys want to hear more about the origins of the whole transgender movement, like I said, let me know in the comments. If I have enough response from you, I will do a full-on history of where all this comes from. But guys, let me know what you think about this episode. Thank you so much for joining me and have a beautiful day. Take care.